Good morning, it's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District Adult Development and Aging Family Resource Management Agent Janae McNally. Good morning, Janae.
Good morning.
Now, we've talked about it. It's wickedly cold out there, and people not wanting to be too active. I mean, it's hard to get out there and get moving, but you have some solutions.
You know, it is, and unfortunately, we all know that there's significant health implications that come with the lack of being socially connected and physically inactive. You know, according to the Surgeon General, there's a lacking in social connection is associated with increased risk for premature death, heart disease, stroke, anxiety, things like depression and dementia. We all become more susceptible to viruses also, and those respiratory conditions that we all might have right now. You know, similarly, according to the CDC, less physical activity can also lead to things like increased risk for high blood pressure, heart disease, type 2 diabetes, cancer, and, you know, the increased feelings of anxiety and depression. So we all know that being active is so important, especially this time of the year when many of us find it so hard to go outside in the cold and do anything that requires us to get outside and do that. So, you know, in these frigid temperatures and the snow that we've been having, the cold winter months can present challenges when it comes to staying both active and physically, socially active. So it's also been reported there's a definite downward shift in energy levels and motivation to get out and socialize with friends during the winter months. The cold, dark, snowy weather often makes it hard for us, and we would just maybe want to stay inside, curl up on the couch, maybe read a book or watch a movie. But, you know, staying in on the cold days can be a great way to unwind and slow down. However, doing so too often may increase the role and the risk of social isolation and loneliness and physical inactivity. You know, there's been a recent poll that has said that 60% of adults report they are feeling less active during the winter months, and nearly half of U.S. adults experience loneliness and social isolation. But fortunately, social connection and physical activity can reverse many of these risks. And the good news is there's ways to increase both of those activities, and it can increase our mental and physical well-being. So if you've noticed yourself maybe withdrawing from social or physical activities these past few months, you know, when you can get outside, here's some tips I hope that can keep you engaged in all seasons. You know, last week was a hard week maybe to get out and go for a brief walk or invite or a family member or a friend to join you. But, you know, if it's not too terribly cold, you can look at places in your community where you might be able to get some extra steps in. You know, many of our communities here in the Frontier District have, and the listening area have, maybe it's a community building that maybe someone would open for a few hours a day so you can walk around inside the building, or maybe it's a recreation center, or maybe even your local school has an option for you to walk laps or walk stairs inside the building when it's not being occupied. Is there already a walking group or exercise class being offered that you could join? There's also many online live stream classes for things like yoga, tai chi, or other exercises that can help us stay active during the winter months. Other outdoor activities may include shoveling snow. Maybe you like to go hiking. We have some beautiful lakes and trails around the district. Maybe you like to go sledding, and maybe some grandkids are over, so even building a snowman is a lot of physical work. If you are not a fan of the cold weather, you're not alone, but there are plenty of options to stay active indoors. You know, you could create a space in your home for exercise. You may choose to purchase some equipment, such as maybe some dumbbells, some resistance bands, or opt for an activity that has no equipment at all, such as like, you know, squats, push-ups, crunches, or even jumping jacks. You know, sharing a meal with others. Maybe, you know, you live at home by yourself, or maybe it's just you and someone else in your house, but sharing that meal with friends is a great way to stay connected. Or maybe you want to meet a friend at a coffee shop or attend local events in your community that offer a meal. Maybe your local senior center is a great place to start. Maybe you want to invite someone over to help cook a meal with you together. Sharing a meal or snack with others can be a great way to socialize and ensure you're getting adequate nutrition. use technology to help you connect with others. Maybe you need to stay home due to the weather, but again, if you have social media or some other communication platforms, it's easy to connect with others regardless of their physical distance. Maybe you plan a virtual social activity with friends or family members near or far. You can start maybe a book club. Maybe if you and a friend are reading the same book, maybe get online and chat about that if you can't get out. Maybe you make a craft together both online. But you could also try to commit to trying something new or, you know, when the weather allows, become a volunteer. Volunteering can be a great way to stay active in our community and build those that social connections while helping others in your community. We have great opportunities here in the district to volunteer. So just look around and ask around to see where you could start volunteering. And I always think, look ahead to spring. Focus on things you can look forward to that help you stay active. You know, February is flying by, and March will soon be here, which I think March is always kind of the start of spring, even though we can still get some winter snow for sure, but it's always something to look forward to in the month of March. And remember that we offer here at K-State Research and Extension a great program, Walk Kansas, and that registration, I believe, is set to open really soon on March 4th. So maybe you mark your calendar and you just cross off the days till you can sign up for Walk Kansas. So on those cold winter days when you do not feel like getting outside, but you know you need to do something to stimulate your mind and body, remember to keep active both physically and socially. Maybe it's as simple as making a call to a friend or writing a letter to someone. I know we all love to get mail in our mailboxes. Maybe you're able to get out and go check on a friend or neighbor that you haven't seen for a while, but make sure and aim to make sure that they're okay. And as always, if you have any questions about this topic from today, feel free to reach out to me at the Frontier Extension District, jmcnally@ksu.edu, or at 785-828-4438.
Very important to remain active, especially, as you said, in these cold months. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meridian Extension District 4-H Agent Carla Hightower.